The Beach at Palavas by Gustave Courbet. This small masterpiece, so often reproduced, was painted during Courbet's stay in Languedoc from May to September 1854 as a guest of the art collector Alfred Bruyas. Courbet had seen the sea once before, on a trip to Normandy in 1841. In Languedoc, turning his back on the city which held little interest for him, he sets off on expeditions to the sea and the coastal lagoons on the advice of Bruyas and his friends. The region's unspoilt, flat, featureless Mediterranean coastline was still largely uninhabited. Visitors were overwhelmed by the immensity of the scene, experiencing a sense of irrepressible joy bordering on intoxication. Courbet, who was more used to the shady streams of the Franche-Comté, revelled in the space, light and air. Unlike Bonjour, Monsieur Courbet, where the landscape is dominated by the encounter between the three figures, this painting features a small, frail silhouette overwhelmed by the forces of nature. The tiny figure in the foreground of the picture, on the left, is the key to the success and strength of this small painting, which seems to contain the whole essence of the sea in three almost abstract horizontal bands of colour, rapidly and thickly spread. Ochre for the beach, a blue-green ultramarine for the sea, and a pale, washed-out blue for the sky. Courbet's depiction of this euphoric encounter with nature and the mysteries of the cosmos is entirely without artifice, painted directly from life with none of the romantic pathos of the works of Caspar David Friedrich, although the latter's painting of a monk on the seashore has often been compared to this picture. The canvas heralds an extensive series of seascapes in Courbet's work, painted on the Normandy coast in the 1860s, in which the human figure plays an increasingly insignificant role.